It's a church that symbolized the March for Freedom and Equality, yet it's a site of blood spilled in the effort. We go to 16th Street Baptist Church on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Save money before October 31st by texting Exmark to 283-342 for exclusive offers at a dealer near you.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
The 16th Street Baptist Church is the oldest African-American church in Birmingham. Ahmaud Ward from the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute has an office directly across the street from the historic House of Worship.
The church was bombed in retaliation for the integration of schools. It took 9 years from Brown for schools to segregate here.
It was Sunday, September 15th, 1963, 10:22 in the morning.
The blast is heard for miles. And so people are coming down here to try to find folks. And Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Carol Robinson, and Cynthia Wesley were killed.
The four girls were in the ladies' lounge getting ready to go to the choir on Youth Day at the church. Donations poured in from around the world to repair the building. Equally tragic, but sometimes overlooked, were two other young people killed later that day.
Virgil Ware is riding on the handlebars of his brother's bike. And there are two young men who just left the Klan rally ride on a moped, and they're coming in the opposite direction. And so one of these kids just shoots Virgil Ware, kills him.
Another black youth, Johnny Robinson, was killed in a separate incident the same day.
We tried to make sure that we talk about those two boys because they are important in this story as well. And so their sacrifice really leads to some change happening here. Without the Children's Crusade, without the bombing of the church, there is no Civil Rights Act of 1964.
The Civil Rights Institute and the 16th Street Baptist Church help retell the story of the tragic but important events that led to change in this city and the nation. Traveling the countryside in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.